Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm so excited about this week's show, because my special guest is Sherry Sokolowski, and she is the founder and CEO of SLS Event Planning and Consulting. Let me tell you a little bit about Sherry, and we'll bring her on. You know, Sherry is truly a rock star assistant, and she's been an executive assistant for the CFO of a real estate company, the president of a nonprofit organization, two VPs, general counsel, the president of a global performance improvement company. It was her last job, though, where I met Sherry, when she worked as Bill Glazer's executive assistant and event planner at Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle. She spent 8 years in that position, and it was through just truly invaluable mentoring, independence, and just enormous opportunities that she mastered her craft as a rock star assistant and event planner, which led her to eventually strike out on her own, as all entrepreneurs do, and she created SLS Event Planning and Consulting, LLC. I've interviewed Sherry in the past, I think it was almost a year ago, about her exceptional event planning skills, but today I've asked her to come back on Stick Like Glue Radio and talk about her new program, which is called Rockstar Assistant, because I know from coaching so many people, entrepreneurs, every business owner and entrepreneur wants to grow quickly, they want to become more profitable, and what I've figured out is that for so many people, the linchpin is being able to let go and still get more done and focus on the high revenue generating tasks, and that means getting a rockstar assistant in place. On a personal note, I'll just say Sherry's one of the nicest, kindest people you'll ever meet. So, Sherry, welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. Thanks again for being my special guest expert.
Well, Jim, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
You and I have talked, and I think we're both in 100% agreement that, you know, for just about every entrepreneur and small business owner needs a rock star assistant. And, you know, when I got my rock star assistant, Kate Bradbury, almost 4 years ago now, it's no coincidence when I look at the growth of my businesses that it really took off about 4 years ago. And that's when I really decided I needed to step up and let go, find somebody that, you know, is just awesome and that I can trust and that can do so many things for me that would let me focus then on high revenue generating tasks. So, Sherry, I think my first question is for perhaps newer entrepreneurs or even those that have been in business a long time but are still struggling with letting go, why should they finally take that leap and get themselves their own rock star assistant?
That's a great question, and I would have to say if you want to take your business to the next level, as you said you realized 4 years ago, to grow it and be able to focus on why you started the business in the first place, then you need to be able to say to yourself, what are some of these things that I'm taking on every day or every week that I shouldn't really be doing? A lot of times you find yourself doing things that are really kind of beneath your pay grade. You know, why should you be making phone calls or scheduling appointments or typing up your own letters? You know, those simple tasks that an assistant can do. And, you know, you find yourself doing so many multiple tasks that aren't going to grow your business. And what you need to do is start focusing on working on your business instead of in your business. And that's where putting a rockstar assistant into place can help out, because it'll help you maximize your success and business growth.
You know, it's so important what you just said, and I think too many entrepreneurs are like firemen, and we all love firemen, but, you know, they show up every day, and they move literally from putting out one fire to the next, and I think that's always I think that's harmful because it leaves you in a reactionary mode instead of proactively going out there and growing your business and tackling, you know, new projects, creating new marketing programs and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, yeah. What do you see as some of the greatest needs entrepreneurs have? And specifically, let's focus on those needs that can be addressed by hiring a great assistant.
Well, those needs, first of all, are, like you said, all of the things that stress you out every day. You know, you have an overloaded work schedule as it is. As an entrepreneur, you have so many projects and deals and things and customers and clients you want to reach out to and follow up with. And if you continue to focus just on those things, all these other things begin to pile up. And then all of a sudden, you look around and you get lost in the pile of work and you don't know where to begin or where to start. And it becomes an extremely stressful situation. So by hiring an assistant, it allows you to free up this valuable time and allowing you to do what you love best in your business and reduce that stress level, decreasing that overloaded work schedule of yours because you're then putting off a lot of the stuff that your assistant can do. And what that means and what that really hits as far as their needs go is it improves your productivity because then you can start focusing on the things that really matter in your business and start keeping track and focus on the marketing. You know, you were talking about the firemen putting out fires. It's like that's what you're constantly doing. You're putting out fires because you don't have the time to focus on one thing at a time. And I know one thing, Jim, and you and I talked about this before. Entrepreneurs are always, you got that shiny object syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yep.
focusing on, you know, before you complete one thing, you're on to the next. And what great way to help you manage that by having a rock star assistant keep track of all these projects for you instead of you worrying about where you left off or what's the next step or, you know, what I need to do. So the needs that it focuses on is helping you maintain organization with all of the projects that you got going on and helping you stay on top of everything so you don't miss out on new clients because they're trying to reach you or connect with you, but you just can't get a phone call quick enough or, you know, all of these kinds of details and things that are so important to an entrepreneur to keep the business going. And not having a rockstar assistant in place to help you with that, things are going to fall through the cracks.
You know what I realized? I'll just share a little bit of my personal experience. As I got going and, you know, I got Kate, eventually, you know, she started scheduling my calls and doing all these different things. But me mm-hmm. being a control freak, like probably so many people listening to this, she would come to me, okay, when do you have openings? Because I didn't want to share my calendar. And then I said,
right.
the heck with this, you know. So then next step for me was sharing my calendar. And now she knows that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, she can put anybody in at any time. Monday and Friday are kind of like my major production days. But, you know, so I released that. And then, you know, I was overseeing, like, you know, recurring billing. Like, so if somebody was declining, I'd want to know, not that I was handling it personally, but I'd want to see it. Now I don't even look at it. I just turn it over, and I created a system so I know exactly what's happening. So it really is, I think, a trust factor has to develop. So it's not something, even, you know, Sherry, even if you get somebody who's a rock star like you or Kate, and it's not immediately as soon as you get them on board that you're going to turn over the keys to the candy store, so to speak. So it does take some time, right?
It does. And I love your story because you're talking about what, you know, the skills that Kate had brought to the table makes her a rock star right off the front because she knew, okay, you wanted me to handle your schedule, but instead of coming in and making it a problem, she came in and helped you with a solution. And you guys worked it out. And that's what it's all about is building a rapport. You know, it's not just about trusting because, like you said, this is your business. You're the one that built it up from the ground. And someone new coming in, trying to be your right-hand person, is going to be really difficult to let go of certain tasks, no matter how minute they are, because you're not sure if this person is really going to do it the right way, and second of all, do it your way. So it's got to build that trust, and it really honestly starts with rapport. And that starts from the very beginning when you start, you know, interviewing and talking with these people ahead of time. Because when they start working for you, you want to make sure that that's going to be the closest relationship that you honestly do have with one of your employees. It's a joke, really, amongst assistants that you become the second spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're with each other so much through the day, and you trust one another so much through the day, you start winding up reading each other's minds, finishing each other's sentences to the point where, like you said, where you had some failed credit cards come in and you wanted to see it, now it's at a point where, you know, you know Kate and trust Kate enough to know if there's something that you really need to know, she's going to bring it to you. You know, it's the same relationship you have at home with your spouse.
You know, what's really funny, Sherry, so as we're recording this, you know, we're at the in my birthday week, so I'm running a little birthday promotion. Yeah. And last night, I don't know, it was like 8 o'clock, somebody tried to order, and I think the coupon didn't work or something. Of course, I'm sitting on the couch. I have my little iPad there, so I'm just kind of monitoring things. You know, you never turn off. And
right.
So I shot a quick email to Kate, and she goes, already on it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed for even asking, you know. Oh, goodness. I said, forgive me. I'll never learn. But so, you know, you've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs, and you know, so without naming names, was there any kind of a one common trait that maybe they had that you saw as kind of holding them back? And for example, did they struggle, like me, being able to let go initially? Did they micromanage, or kind of what did you see, and that might be helpful to other people?
There were a number of things, what you just mentioned, as well as one of the nightmare stories that I had in my executive assistant experience is, you know, you say that you want, you know, the key essential role of your executive assistant or assistant, for that matter, is a gatekeeper. You know, you want this person to manage your phone calls, to keep people from interrupting your day, especially when you get a good system going where that person's taking care of a lot of stuff. And if you don't let everyone else know that, if you have a number of other employees, for example, that work for you in your business, or other clients that usually reach out to you directly by habit because that's how you've done it for years. You know, all of those kind of key essential people who reach out, have been used to reaching out to you directly, if you don't introduce your new assistant to them as the person that is now going to be their point of contact, it really becomes a struggle. And it can hinder the relationship because the assistant is there to do her job, his or her job, to manage that for you. And if you don't let that be known to everyone, then it's like the assistant doesn't exist and you've lost your valuable time because you're dealing with the headaches and nightmares as a real cause. Then of course comes the micromanagement, because again, the trust issue of trying to hand over something to someone, and as you're handing it over, you just want to keep double checking, like you just did with Kate last night with the coupon. You don't really realize you're doing it, but you're like, you send it to her and she's like, I've got it handled. Well, you know her enough to know, like, oh, yep, that's right, sorry about that. But then when you have someone who you mentioned before, someone who's been around for a while, an old veteran in the business who hasn't had an assistant before, they tend to have a harder time, in my opinion, letting go of that micromanaging. And on top of that, you've got the rapport, trust factor, things like that. But those are the two main things I think people need to really realize and understand. That's important when you want to bring on a right-hand person.
It's so important. You know, gosh, so much. I want to ask you. Let me ask you something really quick, and then we're going to take a quick time out. So this is one area, by the way, that I feel, so everybody that's listening, this is one area where you need to put the cart before the horse. It's kind of like investing in a mastermind. You always think, well, when I get to a certain point, I will. No, you have to invest in your future growth, in your future profitability. So whether it's joining a mastermind, getting a coach, or getting your rock star assistant, you need to invest in that, because that is going to free you up to do more. You know, right about the time I hired Kate, Sherry, you probably remember this, when I wrote my first book, The Magic of Newsletter Marketing, but since getting Kate and then actually hiring, you know, other virtual assistants, I actually have 9 right now, I've written 3 more books, I'm working on my 5th book now, and so what happens is, as I keep delegating more and more stuff, I find myself with this time that I can then say, oh, hey, now I can actually do this, you know, where before, again, you're the fireman. So let me take a really quick pause for a timeout. On the other side, I want to ask Sherry some tips and strategies that she's learned over her career, and specifically how she can help you to let go so you can grow. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this, "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better. Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we are back. So let's get right back to my very special guest, Sherry Sokolowski. Now, Sherry, one of the things you said right before the break was being the gatekeeper. And I, you know, I've learned that quite honestly from Dan and Bill, how important it is to set your boundaries and stop answering your own phone and actually have people schedule. So when they get on the phone, it's, you know, the first of all, the positioning's right. But that is one thing that I think everybody can benefit from. And yet you need a rock star assistant to be able to do that.
You do. And that's where really personality comes into play, because you have to have an assistant who has that strong voice. You definitely don't want someone that's going to be disrespectful, of course, but that strong personal voice has got personality, you know, someone that can say, you know, I appreciate the fact that you want to speak with Jim and he does want to speak with you. However, now is not a good time. Let's take a look at his schedule and see what works best for the both of you so that we can get this scheduled kind of thing. So you're kind of taking charge. And you need to let people know that that's what you're doing for this. It's out of respect for the person you're working for. You know, so Kate would, out of respect for your time as well as the client's time by approaching it in that manner. And if you hire someone that doesn't have the right personality and is too meek, then being an effective gatekeeper is going to be a huge struggle.
Yeah. You know, so I know you recently released a new program, and I know it took you months and months, because I remember talking with you about it several months ago, and by no surprise, it's called the Rockstar Assistant Program. And so I want to hear about the program, Sherry, and specifically how it can help the entrepreneurs that listen to Stick Like Glue Radio. But as more of a teaching moment here on this show, can you tell us a little bit about how you actually brought the program together? Because, you know, creating products and programs and solutions for entrepreneurs is a skill. And so tell me about that process. How did you go about putting it together, figuring out what should be in it and things like that?
Well, it's been quite an experience putting it together. This is my first info product. And being in that industry of info products and entrepreneurs over the years, you start learning quickly what entrepreneurs are looking for. So I took this approach by looking at it as my years of experience, 15 plus years of experience as an assistant, and growing from each position to the next. Like you mentioned in the beginning when you introduced me, the 8 years that I worked as Bill Glazer's executive assistant was such a huge example of what I started developing this product from, because he was, quite honestly, without, you know, talking him up too much, although he would love it, is he allowed me to grow in that position. You know, it wasn't so hard for him to let go of a lot of things because he was desperately seeking an assistant. The joke was I was his best executive assistant he ever had. Well, I was his first and only one. So we always laughed at that when he said it. But he allowed me to be able to take over a lot of things for him so he can start focusing on more marketing of the business and growing it to the point and beyond where he was able to sell it successfully in 2004 or 2012, I think. So what I did is I took all those years of experience and I witnessed how becoming the right hand was so unbelievably beneficial to the boss to grow the company, create that team atmosphere, have that positive morale within the company culture, because that really does mean a lot to the employees that are working there. You know, they become a team because they really enjoy working there and they want to help you grow the business. And it became one of those things where it's not only a game changer for the busy executive or the entrepreneur who's looking for an assistant, But by connecting the right assistant to the right boss, take Bill and I, for example, it makes the job so much more rewarding. And it's such, what that means is it's a lot less monitoring that you have to do. Let me ask you a question, Jen. When Kate was brought on and you figured out that she was the perfect fit for you, it didn't take you a whole lot of time to train her or to watch her over that position, right? Because she could just go with it and grow.
Yeah, you know what? The more I tend to hire people first for tasks or projects, and if I feel there's good rapport, I'll say let's do some more together. And the more she did, and the more it came back correctly, and the more my comfort level went up, I just go more and more and more and more. I just kept turning more over until it's like, holy smokes, what am I going to do now?
Exactly.
Not that I ever lacked for something, but it doesn't start out that way. I think is the big point.
No, it doesn't start out that way. So what I tried to do when I put this product together is I was looking at that point of view, what you just said, as well as the assistant's point of view, and I put together a process. It's a three-step system on how to recruit, hire, and select the perfect rockstar assistant. And it's very simple, basic terms, of course. You know, first step, recruit, second, hire, third is select. But going through this process, it's helping you find out what are those key skills that are going to be necessary to you, and putting them in this job profile, creating smart objectives, things that are going to help you narrow this down even more and have a more focus on exactly what's a good fit for you and the company and for the assistant. So as you're going through the recruiting process, you're interviewing the key qualified candidates. So it's narrowing down. It's taking a lot of time, energy, and effort off of going through resumes that don't make sense and don't qualify, or interviewing someone who doesn't have the skills or the personality that you're looking for. And a lot of people have been misled over the years when they look at resumes as to what they should hire. So many people think they need to hire people that have experience in their own industry. Well, over the years of my 15 years of experience, I never really had any experience within the industry I worked for. I didn't know anything about real estate when I started working there. I didn't know anything about marketing or entrepreneurship when I started working with Bill. What I did know is I wanted to constantly grow within that position and constantly help my boss grow the company by learning new things, taking on more responsibility each and every time I was allowed, so that it was a happy situation for the boss and me. And that's what my three-step system works through, is helping you figure what all that is out that you need and you're looking for in that assistant, and then how to continue making that relationship work.
You know, Sherry, one of the most expensive things I believe a business owner can do is hire the wrong person, because you put so much time into trying to figure out what you need, or actually you don't put time into figuring out what you need, and you just hire somebody based on a recommendation, and it turns out not to be a good fit. So I think, I really like what you said about your three-step plan on how to actually figure out what you need and then select and hire that person. Do you go into your program, like after you hire them, what's the first thing you do, things like that?
Yes, I do. It's so step-by-step that I have templates in there to help you walk through it. Like, for example, within the first step, we talk about the job profile, what that is, what that means, how different it is from a description, and why it's so important. So you put all that together, and then from there, you take that profile and you create these smart objectives about what you're looking for in it. For example, one of the things that work very well in this kind of relationship is to have weekly meetings with your assistant, so that you meet each week to go over lists of projects that need to be done between the two of you. And I walk through that and how that works. So that's part of the SMART objectives, figuring out what is that person's responsibility going to be based on the type of profile of this person. And, going back to what I said about they can't be meek. If they're going to be handling a lot of phone calls, they have to be someone who has a strong phone voice. The different tests that you can do with them to make sure that what they say on paper is true. And how do you walk through that? And then you take all of those things, the profile, the SMART objectives, and I show you how to put them into interview questions and show you templates on that, and then how to put all of that information into job ads and all the different types of media that you can place these job ads in. So it's step number one, step number two. Here's some templates about it. Here's some examples. So it's really, really easy to follow. That takes you into the second one of hiring process, And I talk about the importance of background checks, what you need to do with that, and how that's it's so important because, like you said, you don't want to spend all this time, money, and effort and hire someone who's not going to be the right fit and isn't who they say they're going to be, to the selection process. Because once you spend all this time, energy, and effort, and you find that right candidate, that ideal candidate, I talk about how to make the right offer. You know, the last thing you want to do is go through all of this and come to them with an offer that they're going to turn down. You know, you want it to be a win-win, of course. You want it to be something that you're very comfortable in sharing with them, but you also want it to be that something that's acceptable to them. And what I mean by that is I share what it is that that kind of assistant is looking for. You know, what makes them really turn to you versus someone else that they may be interviewing with. Then from there, we go to all these other things that help you tie in steps one and two with some additional bonuses and everything that are part of the product.
It sounds like quite a blueprint you've actually put together. I mean, let me ask you about the hire and select part of it because, you know, I think people, entrepreneurs that maybe perhaps come from a corporate background and then are find themselves in the entrepreneur world, they're two different worlds, right? Shoot from the hip, get it done, right? So for people that are entrepreneurs now that came from the corporate world, or people that are just starting out as entrepreneurs that have never hired anybody, I mean, do you actually show them, like, questions to ask and, you know, how to filter out people? Let me just give you a quick example. So, you know, my wife Stephanie runs a pretty large daycare center, and so sometimes people will be applying for teachers' jobs, and in the interview she always asks if they don't say, well, sometimes the teacher will say, well, I'm looking for something until a teacher's position opens up. So, like, okay, so you're going to work for me for 2 months. I mean, I kind of say that and chuckle about it, but a lot of people don't know to do that. Somebody could say, oh, they're the best person in the world. You hire them. 3 months later, a job that they were really looking for opens up. Do you help kind of screen those people out with certain questions?
Exactly. That's why it's such a thorough step-by-step process. So as long as they follow the step-by-step guidelines, you know, from point A to point 10 or point A to point Z, then absolutely it's going to cover that. Because once you figure out your exact job profile and you take it to the SMART objectives about exactly what it is you're looking for in that position and you use those in the interview questions, then you're going to hit on all of that. You know, what you're doing is when you're in the interview with them, you're going to say, okay, like, let's talk about what you were saying with your schedule. You know, you had that little bit of a struggle in the very beginning with Kate because you had a hard time letting go. So we'll put that into your interview question process, and you'll say, okay, well, I have my schedule, and this is what I'm looking to do. Tell me how you would handle it. And you would have them answer it, and you would base their answers off of, well, do I want to take them to the next level of this interview or not? Or did they just tell me that they can't handle this? You know, that's a great way of testing out someone who has been in the corporate world who is so used to just mundane kind of an atmosphere where an entrepreneurial world, it's so quick and, you know, you need things turned around so quickly and so many things are happening, plates are being juggled in the air. Then you put that through the process of the interview. And that's what this system shows you is all of that because it's coming from my point of view who has been in that world. I've been in the corporate world. I've been in nonprofit. I've been in the entrepreneurial world. And I've taken all of that and I've put that into this process to help the entrepreneur who's looking for this next cherry, you know. And it's very important. I'm glad you brought it up because it is very, very important because you don't want to have someone who doesn't understand exactly what you're looking for. And you also yourself, an entrepreneur who's looking to interview and hire this assistant, not ask the right questions.
Yeah, you know, we're down to about 2 minutes here, and I want to give you a chance to tell us about your website and how to learn more about you in this program. But let me just say this. You know, in my former life, I was a regional manager. I had like 80 employees. Now, as an entrepreneur, I have 9, you know, virtual assistants. I have no direct employees, but still I have to interact with and work with 9 people that support my business. And I'll tell you this, hiring the right support staff, especially your rock star assistant, is the most important thing you can do, and this is no place to wing it. So, I mean, it sounds like a program, like everything you do, Sherry, sounds pretty awesome. How can people learn more about you, and where can they go to learn more about your rock star assistant program?
Well, the easiest way to get right to the video sales letter that describes what this program is all about, why I created it, and a little bit more information about me is if you go to www.rockstarassistant.com, and that will take you right to there. If you want to learn even more about me and SLS event planning, then you would go to www.slseventplanning.com. And my video sales letter for this product is in that website as well. It's part of the banner going across, as well as the tab in there for products.
Awesome. Sherry, thank you so much for coming on. This is a really, really important topic. And, again, I can't stress enough to everybody listening, get yourself a rock star assistant, and it's going to be absolutely one of the main things that's going to help you let go and grow. So, Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend and special guest, Sherry Sokolowski. Remember, Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio this time next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.